through my life. I told you last time I was here that my father failed our family by having extramarital affairs. And as a result, he broke up our family. My mother had no reason, you know, she had to leave him. I was 16 years old. And I took that through my life, that where I couldn't depend on a man. So as a consequence of that, I became very strong in myself of raising my own children, even though I was married four times.
Good Lord, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, but I did tell you I had a hard life. I mean,
you did.
I just didn't go into detail. But I'm not embarrassed about it because I've lived through there. I've understood a lot in my life on
well, that's what it's for. That's what those experiences
yes,
are for.
Yes, sir, of how to deal with different aspects and my hatred for men and my not being able to depend on a man. So I've only learned to depend on myself. I'm the only one I can trust.
Well, that's what, if I was your father, I would bring you up that way, but not hating men, but just to depend, trust yourself, because that's what a good father does, to encourage his little girl to be true to herself.
I was 17 when he was killed.
Yeah.
So I saw that as, you know, that was kind of odd, you know, like this movie that never had an ending. You know, he was very disruptive in my life. And when I told you, when he was removed from my life, all authority in my life was gone.
Even if it's, this plays to a point where I say that if you have a choice between a mother and a father, you know, a broken mother and a broken father, choose the broken father, because that is important. The mother doesn't count, because she basically, for the most part, rarely, if ever, is able to bring up a child properly. It's very rare that you have a very noble woman who loves a noble father. Now, she's become a noble lady somehow all on her own, you know? And maybe I've had a little to do with it.
A great deal to do with it. I told you last time that, you know, I was a seeker for sanity, and when I heard you, you were that same path. You were the one that I gravitated to like a magnet, you know, because you made sense.
But all I did didn't give you anything. I just helped you take hold of what you already had.
Thank you, yeah.
That's what a father does.
Yeah.
That's what a man does if he's your friend.
And churches failed me because they didn't have the information that I wanted in my heart. They didn't have the common sense to tell me how to take hold of my life and make sense out of it, to be a moral person and to raise my children with guidelines and morality. And have all these things that where I could actually tangible things to apply in my life to make it better. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Masters did.